Good morning. Good to have you along with us today. Today's program originally set to air March 30th and 31st, year of our Lord 2025. Once again, it is good to have you along with us today. We're studying in the Gospel of Luke chapter 6, and we're going to be looking at Jesus' teaching about the Sabbath days. In Luke 6, 1, it says, "And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first, that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answering them said, Have ye not read so much as this, what David did when himself was an hungered, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat but for the priest alone. And he said unto them that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." Now, we stop right there for just a minute. And one of the commandments that we make light of all the time is the commandment to honor the Sabbath day. There was a pastor who was on his way to church one Sunday morning. And he looked out and saw a man plowing in his field. And he said, "Hey," he said, "don't you know that God worked and created the earth and in six days, and on the seventh day he rested?" And the old farmer looked at him and he said, "Well, preacher, God got done and I didn't." And we talk about the ox in the ditch and all this thing. You know, these people that were looking at Jesus and saying, "Hey, you're not doing right," they were going back to Exodus chapter 20. And in Exodus chapter 20, we if we have it on our walls, if we say it, we simply say, "Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy," which is the fourth commandment. It is the first commandment that has to do with us and not directly our relationship with God. I mean, the first three commandments are, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," "Thou shalt not have any graven images," "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." And then before God deals with you and any other person, he says, "Remember the Sabbath." Now, he says quite a bit about it. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." But then he goes on to say, "6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." And when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, there was a man who was gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And they said, "What should we do to the man?" And God said, "You stone him." So these old boys took the Sabbath day pretty seriously. And I have been told by people who have been in Israel that in Israel till today, on the Sabbath day, when you get on an elevator, all the buttons are pushed. That way you don't have to do it. You don't have to work. And, you know, guys, I see why these men took this so seriously. I'm certainly not taking a shot at Jesus here, and I do think there's a reason that Luke says specifically, not only did they pluck the ears, but they rubbed them in their hands. So there was some effort that was going on here. And the Pharisees said, hey, you're not supposed to do this. Jesus brings something up here. And it hadn't been that long since I read it, just in my daily reading. I did go back and double-check the address. It's in 1 Samuel 21. David was just beginning to run for his life. Saul, the king, his father-in-law, was trying to kill him. And one of the first places he stopped was a place called Nob, where the priests were. And he didn't lie to Ahimelech, the priest. Start to say the king. His name does mean, Ahimelech means my brother is king. I don't know that he was actually related. It was a name. May have been referring to God the king, but be that as it may. David didn't just outright lie to him, but he didn't tell him the truth. Didn't tell him he was running from Saul. And Ahimelech did put a few stipulations on it, but he said, you know, if the boys are clean, he said, you know, we're about to take it out. There'll be new bread put in. They wasn't going to eat it anyway. Now, they really weren't supposed to give it to him. But here's a place where the law met grace. I don't completely understand why God puts us in these situations. But there are times in our life that we come to the place where the law meets grace. And I believe that in most every case, we should go with grace. That's what Jesus points out here. When David was hungry, the priest broke the law to feed the hungry. David was in need, and the priest didn't even know it, but he knew David was God's man. I think he did. Other people recognized that. And so he helped out not only David, but those that were with him. And so we come to places in our life where the law meets grace. And, you know, I still can't totally explain it. I wish I could. I've been in these situations over the years, and I'm just going to tell you the truth. The ones I regret are the ones where I went with the law and not with grace. I wished I'd have went with grace, because it is by grace alone that we come to know the Lord. And all we, like sheep, have definitely gone astray. And Jesus says here, he tells them, you know what? And, of course, they probably really didn't like this. He says, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And if not enough, then verse 6. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. Now that was okay. You could do that. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. Oh boy, didn't have any use of his right arm. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. Now, over the years, I have adopted the philosophy that on Sunday, which is really not a Christian Sabbath, understandably, Saturday is the Sabbath day, Sunday's the first day of the week, but guys, It's pretty apparent to me from the teaching of the scripture that the early Christians began to assemble on the first day of the week. Jesus rose the first day of the week, so therefore we honor God in that. Now, I have known folks, and I'm not disagreeing with them on this, I just don't know that I can do it, that they would pretty much, I've heard of them, that they would rest on Saturday and then they worship on Sunday. And you know what? If that's what you want to do, that's great. I have adopted the philosophy that on Sundays, I try not to do more than I have to. Now, thankfully, I've been blessed to preach, and to be honest about it, I can get kind of tired in that. I mean, you know, need a little rest, even from ministering the gospel. From you say, well, all you do is talking. Well, I tell you what, you hop up in front of a bunch of people and stand there for 30, 45 minutes, see how you feel, and you get numb. I shouldn't have went there. Anyway, I've got a little calf that has lost his mama. And so I think that little calf, even on Sundays, is going to want something to eat. And sometimes I have other animals that I have up. I've got some different non-essential animals, I call them, cats and that type of thing. They like to eat. And they have to have a little something even on Sunday. And the fact of business is, I kind of like a little something to eat on Sunday myself. And so, probably don't go to too much of an extreme with it. But guys, here again, I don't think that's the total message that we should be getting here. We've got people who were hungry. We've got a man who couldn't use his hand and fed themselves. Jesus healed the man, and it says they were filled, not just a little miffed, not just a little upset. They were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. They're trying to figure out how to get rid of this guy. You know, as I was reading over this scripture and I was thinking about how to end this message, I'm going to read you a little bit more because Jesus knows this, and look at what Jesus does. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer. Now, he was not worried about what those people were saying about him. That's not why he stayed up all night praying. He wasn't concerned about their social media posts and their plot. I want you to look at what he did. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples. And of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles, which means one, a disciple is a student, an apostle is one who is sent. So we should all be disciples. These men were the apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. I would like to use the word ambivalent. You know, Jesus knew there were people that hated him. Jesus knew there were people that were talking about him. And he just kept on doing what he knew he was supposed to be doing. Now, I'd like to say because he knew he was right, and maybe that is a little bit of it, but ultimately he knew he was God. Now, I'm not God, and I'm joking. I hope I never think I am. You know, if I do, y'all call somebody that'll handle me gently, if you understand what I'm saying. When we know we're right, we're on the side of grace, we just carry on. There's going to be people that don't like it because it's easier to keep the law. There's going to be people that don't like it because it's easier to make up rules and say, you do this and you do that. We all make mistakes and we all need grace. And the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening this morning. Lord willing, we'll be back next week. God bless you, God bless America, and God bless Israel today as well.